Warming up. Each day, just as we must find ourselves anew in relating to the world, so must we find ourselves anew relating to the instrument. 1. Play a short phrase and let the release continue into the air. Let your hands rise from the strings very slowly. Move your hands and arms slowly and fluidly, sensing the current of air which supports them. Focus on how your arm feels as it moves through the air, the flow of air between the fingers. Become aware of the sensations of moving through the air, using this space to sensitize your movements and embracing this space in relation to the guitar. Then let your hand come to rest in your lap and return to the guitar again only when you feel ready. Repeat the phrase or continue on to the next. This complete follow-through will make you conscious of the importance of fully releasing one impulse of movement before going to another. To move into new motion before completely releasing the first is like trying to shift gears without releasing the clutch. In playing, there can be a cumulative jamming of the impulses of movement, which can adversely affect the balance and flow of gestures. The impulse for each gesture at the guitar is as breath is to the singer. While the follow-through described here requires large movements in space, its purpose is to sensitize you to eventually have the same feeling of complete release without even lifting your fingers off the strings. 2. Play the first note of a short, difficult passage and then repeat it in its own timing. Seek a sense of buoyancy in the release and let it be the feeling with which your hand comes up. If you can spread the same feeling of buoyancy through your fingers as you play out the rest of the group of notes, you are on the right track. Even though the total act of playing is complex, especially on an advanced level, it consists of many simple, natural movements which are dovetailed.